some discussion of those unemployment numbers.
Oh, yes. They were not looking good, that's for sure. Stock futures this morning, they're down on all that. They're following yesterday's sell-off over worries about the pace of the economic recovery. Investors are still finding little reason to buy anything today. There's no reports due out that can negate yesterday's disappointing news that growth in the economy continues to slow. Yesterday, the market fell 144 points, and we saw interest rates fall to where the 30-year mortgage rate was at the lowest level ever. It's now at 4.42% for a 30-year mortgage. We've never seen them down that low, but that shows how much fear is out there in the economy. This economy is trying to gain traction, but this latest data, it's like spilling the thick oil on the road ahead of us. A rising jobless and falling orders are conditions for spinning wheels, not acceleration. It's really getting kind of scary out there. For the new jobless claims, disappointing is an understatement. New claims jumped 12,000 last week to hit 500,000. So we had 500,000 people who filed for first-time jobless claims last week, and that's the highest level we've had since November of 2004. And with this risk of growth starting to stall, everyone's starting to expect more and more out of Washington to act, and it wouldn't be surprising to see all those politicians abandon worries about the deficit and become more supportive of extending all the Bush tax cuts or doing something like extending the housing tax credits or just throwing money out the door like they have been doing the last few years. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. As far as individual stocks, there's not a whole lot of news out there. Dell reported earnings. They were kind of disappointing there, so you're going to see that stock down. Caterpillar, they actually reported really good earnings, sales up 32%, so you may see that stock move a little bit. That stock has already doubled in the past year. Then we did see one more acquisition yesterday. Intel agreed to buy McAfee, the makers of software for your computer, get rid of viruses and everything, agreed to buy them for $7.6 billion. So that's a big merger, and I believe that's going to continue. We're going to see more and more of these mergers and acquisitions. Corporations have $3 trillion on their books right now, and they're not making any interest on that because interest rates are so low, and they're too afraid to expand or add employees, so they're doing it by buying other corporations.
You know, Mark, in looking at that buying the other corporations you point out, I saw an article that mentioned that about 50% or more of these acquisitions, the companies wish they had never purchased.
Oh, correct. Most of the time it does not work out. Everyone has a dream of what they could do with it. And, you know, Intel, I first questioned, why are they buying a software company like this? And supposedly they're going to put that inside the chips and it's supposed to work better that way. But who knows if they'll work. But then I started reading on the other side of the coin that, like, Bank of America is now coming out with testing up in New York where you can pay for all your goods when you go out shopping through your cell phone. Now, this is something that's common in Japan and South Korea. They've been doing it for years, but they're just now bringing it to the United States. So you just walk in there and you wave your cell phone over a pad they have in the store, and it takes the payment right out of your bank account and shoots it to the store for your purchase. Now, if we start going to that, we're not going to be using computers as much. Everything is going to handheld devices with a little computer on a cell phone. So it makes me wonder, where's Intel going to be in on this?
Wow. They must know something we don't, I guess, or they just have a lot of money to throw around.
Yeah, I have no idea. So it'll be interesting to see, yes, but most mergers, you're right, or acquisitions, they don't work.
That's Mark Myers with us with Stern AG and Leach. Anything final?
No, sir. We'll just everyone have a good weekend. We'll see what happens in the markets today.